This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, you guys, to the Kardashians Weekly After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you for watching. Today's episode is titled Kardashian Clapback because there is a lot of Twitter feuds going on. Please stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, you guys. Thank you so much for being here. We always love keeping up with you. We are here. We're going to be spilling the tea like we do every week. Today, the panel looks a little different. We have a new fill-in, which we're very excited. Please introduce yourself to everyone.
Oh, gosh. Malfunction over here. Mackenzie Fain, new to the panel. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm so excited.
It's always fun to get like a fun new perspective. So thanks for being here.
Of course.
Dakota was like, introduce yourself. And I was like, I'm Shanti. It was like, no, the new person, the new person. Sorry about that, Mackenzie.
Excuse you. No, I'm kidding.
But Shanti is here.
I'm still here, everybody. Welcome, Mackenzie.
Thank you, guys.
And I'm your host, Dakota T. Jones. Let's get right in. We've got a lot of tea to spill, as always.
Let's do it.
So the first thing that I wanted to talk about, right? I didn't even know. Okay, do you guys even know who Pusha T is?
Oh, I'm so glad you said that because I looked it up before the show.
Oh, really? And do you know who he is?
No, he's a rapper, right? but I didn't know that.
I know the only reason I know his name is because him and Drake had like a feud going on.
Right, yes.
Never heard of the guy in my life. But anyway, beside the point, I did not know that Kim and Kanye were friends with him, let alone be like the main people at his wedding. But we have a photo of them attending his wedding, and who knew they were friends? I definitely didn't know.
No, but she is Pharrell Williams' sister, right?
The girl?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Her name is something Williams.
Okay.
And Pharrell was the best man.
His best man.
Wow, so they even get a personal pic, like, with the bride and group.
Not only that, but isn't it incredible how, like, they're just on like a pedestal, like they're up on this platform.
Like, it's an odd photo. I'm here for it. They look great.
Well, Kim, I just like, I'm confused about the dress choice for like a wedding.
Right. But a gold, sparkly mini dress.
Yeah. I mean, I love her. To me, like, she can do no wrong. But in this, it was like Kanye showed up. He did his part. He looked so good in that suit, you know.
I'm surprised he was wearing a suit. You never see him in a suit.
Yeah,
he's always in his, like, streetwear, his grungy, like, Yeezy look.
Yeah, where's the Yeezys?
So I was like, this is cool. Look at him dressing up. But, yeah, I mean, can you imagine if Kim would have showed up in white to wear?
Oh, Lord, no.
I feel like she might.
That's a faux pas. You can't do that.
I could just see, like, her doing it just because she's Kim Kardashian. I don't know.
I wonder how many, like, wedding invitations Kim and Kanye get, like, a year. Like, they probably get a
well,
ton.
Well, I'm going to send them one for mine. No, I'm kidding.
You should.
I'm sure I should.
They probably won't be there, but that'd be nice.
It's worth a try, right?
They probably have to, like, sift through so many and decide, like, who's the most important. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
With their schedules and stuff, but.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'd like to be a fly on the wall at that wedding, don't you think?
Me too.
Me too. I would have loved to have been there.
Well, in other news, jumping to Miss Chloe, this is some controversial tea. She was doing a live stream on her Instagram, and she happened to slip up and use the R word. And she kind of got called out on it on Twitter from some of her fans. One woman said, "I was watching your live stream on Instagram until you said the R word. You should pay more attention to your word choices, especially since you have a huge following and don't know who you could be offending. If True had a disability, you would use a different word." So then Chloe responded, "Ugh, I hate that word. Why did I even say that? You are 1,000,000% right, and I actually greatly dislike when people use that word. I will do better. I'm sorry. Much love today."
I think it's a good response.
Yeah, and it was a really good way. It wasn't like a troll, mean person.
Yeah.
Kind of tweet to her. So that was nice. And, I mean, people do slip up. We are human. Everybody, you know, it is what it is. And the fact that Chloe acknowledged it and she was just like, oh, I'm just sorry. You know, it was really nice.
Because Chloe could have easily been like, you know what? Like, why do you always have to pick apart everything you say?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we all know. We talked about it earlier. Live streams are a tricky thing. And it's, you know, you can get caught off guard, or, you know, I'm not defending her at all, because, yeah, it's wrong to use that word,
mm-hmm.
but she was talking to Courtney, and Courtney wasn't quite getting something. She was trying to do something, and Chloe's getting kind of heated, and it's like, are you freaking
mm-hmm.
blank? And so, I mean, yeah, it was unfortunate that it happened and that it was on a live stream, but I really do appreciate her coming back and just admitting it and taking responsibility for it rather than trying to, like, make a big scene about it.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. For sure.
Absolutely. Well, more with Chloe. Tristan is allegedly feeling trapped with Chloe, which is like, it's so sad. But sources say he's no longer going with Chloe for their scheduled sessions. He just didn't feel that it was right to discuss stuff in the past that happened months ago. What do you guys think about that?
That really makes me disappointed, because it's like, the timeline of it, sure, it may have happened months ago, but the feelings are still there.
Yep.
Chloe's feelings are still there. It's valid. It's not something that can just be brushed under the rug. Not only was it one affair, it was multiple affairs that happened in a matter of days, if not weeks. So it's not like, oh, I'm so sorry, sweetie. I slipped up once and I slept with someone else. This guy was hoeing around for like with a lot of girls. Disrespectful. Super sad. Chloe was like, this all came out right when she was about to give birth. Like, he's not on my good list. Like, I do not respect him at all right now. And it's just really unfortunate, because it's heartbreaking.
I mean, what this says to me is that this is the beginning of the end. I mean, it's clearly obvious. If all the cheating wasn't a very huge sign that Tristan's not that into this relationship, this is a big sign. Like, he messed up, and instead of fixing it and going to therapy with Chloe, he's like over it. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, and what an immature kind of way to handle it. Like, you need to believe me, and we need to forget about it and move on. Like, no, I'm sorry, honey. That's not how it works. You need to, first of all, admit it, which he has, but go through the steps of healing with her, because I mean, that's just such, I can't even imagine what she's going through. And for him to kind of put the stop to it, like, get over it, pretty much. It's like, what? Who are you?
And I don't want to do like the whole cliche, but these ladies have had not good track records with NBA players. Reggie Bush cheated on Kim. Lamar cheated on Chloe. What did you say?
He's football.
Oh, okay.
Athletes
in general.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and then not only that, but there was another one. Lamar, Tristan, maybe one of Kendall's.
Oh, Chris. Humphreys.
Did he cheat?
No, but he didn't cheat.
He didn't cheat. You're right.
But he was still a douchebag.
He was the only good
one.
Yeah.
He was a douchebag. They have no. Yeah, you're right, though. They don't have a good track record, and it's really sad.
Yeah. I just think that Tristan's young. He's like 26 years old. He has a ton of money. He's famous. Like, he doesn't want to settle down right now. That's what I'm getting from all of this.
You know what's going to happen, though? And it's so sad. He's going to look back and understand that he had such a great woman. Because I think she wants to be that little mom. That,
of course.
That housewife kind of, let me cheer. Let me and the baby come and cheer you on at your games. Let us do this and that. And he had it all. Like, people would, die for that.
But he had it all before, too. I mean, he left.
And he did it again. Yeah,
this is the second or third time he's done that. And then not only that, but one of the ways he might feel trapped is because apparently Kris Jenner has set up a trust fund. And that she made Tristan put like $10 million in it. And every affair or time that he would be caught cheating after that, he'd have to put another $10 million into this trust for True.
Right. But they're not married. So, like, it's not too late for him to back out and for them to break up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A cop out. Like, when the heck are you, when are you going to get it together?
Like, I kind of don't want him for Chloe at this point.
I don't either.
I want someone better. Yeah. I kind of want it to be done. Because when they first started dating and she was so obsessed with him and so into him, and she's like, thank you, God. Like, finally, I found the perfect person for me. I just had to wait. We are like, yay, we're so happy for you. You can finally have babies. And now it's like, this isn't the one for you.
He's trash.
I think that she could do a lot better. And so, like, be done with it. Like, you have the baby, okay, but, like, get a new man.
I know.
And easier said than done, I know, but.
And we, this is a source that's saying all this about him not going to therapy sessions anymore and how he's done with it all. But who knows if the source is correct? He might be putting his best foot forward and being like, I'm going to be here for the baby. I'm going to be here for you. I'm so sorry. I've got my act together. I don't see it just because his track record is spotty. Speaking of NBA players, let's move on to Lamar Odom, who shares the news on Instagram with his Instagram photo here, talking about he's returning to B-ball for playing in China, which is interesting. He says, I have some good news to share with you on this beautiful day from the Netherlands. My heart literally warms up now. I can finally share with you that I'm returning to play basketball. I will be playing in China. God is good. Thanks, Lord, for giving me another chance in life. And thank you, fans, for the love and support during these hard years. I can't read the rest because the writing's really small, but check out his caption if you guys can read the rest. It's a very sweet and heartwarming, and I only want the best for him. Obviously, he's had a bad track record in the past too, but it really looks like he's trying to get his act together and move on. And the cool thing is he's able to follow his dream. I don't understand why the basketball's green, though. Is that a
China thing? I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows? But
maybe the team, like, or whatever.
I was thinking, like, you know how, like, when kids buy those balls from McDonald's, Walmart, the ones that are like those,
they're
pumped up. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Also, some tea about Lamar is he was recently, I'm not going to say the details correct, but he was in some sort of shooting.
What?
It was very bizarre. He was, like, at a restaurant with his friends, and there was a scuffle. Something happened. Someone from his camp pulled out a gun. I don't think anybody got hurt, and I don't think, thank God, nobody got hurt, but he, like, posted something about it on his Instagram, being like, you know, sorry, thank you for everyone for your support. It's like, how many, like, lives do you need? Like, this guy has, like, nine lives.
He's a cat.
Almost died so many times, and I feel like it's, like, God being like,
please.
Fix your life before something bad happens.
Man, trouble just follows him.
He just continues to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And also, the only reason why we're talking about him is because he was married to Chloe. But really, we don't care, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. But before we move on, I did want to go somewhere on a positive note. We wanted to let all the AfterBuzzers know that our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. So if you love Keeping Up with Kardashians, we have a lot more in store for you guys. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we do need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. So it's like kind of like a win-win. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, please do not be, because they are now optional. Thank goodness, right? Because there's nothing worse than subscribing to somewhere and just getting email after email. So I love that you're able to kind of tailor-made it to yourself. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air next week. So for now, thank you so much for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Oh, thank you, Dakota. That was lovely.
Thank you.
That was nicely said. Well, if you guys live in LA, or if you don't, it's been a heat wave here. It's been I live on the west side, which is near the water. It's been like 85 degrees. So in the valley, it's like double that.
Yeah, 205.
Well, not double, but like
double.
It's 205 degrees. But it's like over 100 degrees. And that is where the Kardashians live. They live in Calabasas, which is in the valley. And Kim was seen out and about wearing a sweatshirt, a huge oversized sweatshirt, knee-high boots. I think we have a pic that we're going to pull up. And it was like 110 degrees outside. So I don't know how she was braving the heat. But
I mean, she did look really hot. But
yeah.
what are you doing?
If I were to wear a big sweatshirt and something like that, I feel like I would get super sweaty. And she looked like no sweat. Like, she was cool. Everything was fine. But
is this for
an
easy
though?
Photo shoot? Because I feel like we always see pictures of them in these Yeezy fashions, like in this parking lot.
Yeah, it's for the upcoming Yeezy season. It's so interesting how there's always a car in the background. We're always in a parking lot. She's always walking from a car. This has been the past two seasons of Yeezy promotions that we've been doing this. Interestingly enough, she's wearing some kind of, I think it's like a ginormous
puff,
or like some people were saying it looked like a giant baby bib.
Yeah.
And then some people were saying that it was like a sideways fanny pack that was like really big where she could keep stuff
in. It's connected to the sweatshirt, right?
Is it?
I
It looks like a bib, like
I'm
a puffed
like
up bib.
Space vibes.
The sunglasses vibes. Too, definitely yeah. Space vibes.
I'm getting. She sat down in her high chair, and Kanye's getting ready to feed her spaghetti. Oh my vibes.
God. And her hair is down. Like you are so hot.
Yeah.
She's
I
probably
am digging,
sweating.
I am digging the boots. Like those are so hot, and I would rock those. But she was probably like only outside for like 2 seconds, and then she's back inside shooting.
That's true.
That's true.
And maybe she was in the AC for all we know for the longest time, and she was actually just really cold. Because I get really cold in this AC for some time.
And they're like,
"All
right, step outside."
I do too.
They took like a few photos of her, and she gets back in the car to like cool down, and then, like, they keep going. That's a good point. She probably wasn't out there for very long.
No.
But her hair's down. But speaking of hair, so Kim posted a really, really cute picture of Kanye North the other day. Aww. And it's just so sweet. Aww. To me, he's just such a good dad. But however, Kim did get some backlash from fans about straightening her daughter's hair. So check out this tweet. It reads, Kim tweeted out, after she got this tweet, "Don't straighten her hair too much. It'll ruin her curls. I did that to my hair and ruined it, but I'm finally getting my natural curls back." So Kim tweeted back and said, "She's allowed twice a year on her birthday and her birthday party. This pic was taken back in June on her birthday." So again, another person that's really sweet and not just being like, "Why are you ruining her hair? You're such a bad mom," or anything like that. But what did you guys think?
It's so funny because originally, anytime anyone has something to say or like, they're like, "Can you just let us live? Like, we're just trying to do the best we can. We don't need always to have people correcting us or whatever." I do like how in this instance, with her and Kim, or Kim and Khloe this week, when they're responding to fans, they stand up for themselves, but it's in a very like loving way, which is, I like that. I think that's a great show of respect, and from all parties, everyone is just trying to work together, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What do you think about like people tweeting celebrities to like critique them on their parenting skills?
I mean, we live in a world where you just can do no right. Like, whatever you do, someone's gonna say something about it. Everyone's gonna have an opinion. You cannot make everybody happy. Like, it's just impossible.
Right.
So I can't imagine like being a celebrity and being famous and having people critique every single thing that I do.
Yeah.
You were talking about earlier some negative comments on your after show earlier, and how like you just weren't even reading them because you didn't even want to bring those to light. But it would be difficult, I think. It would be really hard. But I think that they've been in the limelight so long that they're very used to it. I'm just shocked that Kim only straightens her daughter's hair only twice a year.
Well, that's what I was going to say. At first, before I read the tweet about it's going to ruin her natural curls and everything, which makes sense, and that's a good tip if Kim didn't know that, which, come on, let's be honest, she probably did.
Yeah.
But, I just thought, what does it really matter? Like, she wants to straighten the kid. She's old enough to make that decision.
Right.
If she wants to or not. And she's probably like, she probably gets sick of it. She wants to straighten it. Just like a straight girl's hair, sometimes they want to curl it. Like, right. I don't understand why that's such a big issue.
It's like in moderation.
Time.
Yeah.
People too have much time on their hands to be tweeting people and celebrities about their, like, worries. It's like, whatever.
It's a mess. I know. And speaking of, we have another Kardashian clapback. This one, you can sense Khloe has a little bit of, like, snark about it, but she's also trying to be like cordial and nice. A fan asked Khloe if she thinks she'll have another baby, and she responds by saying, "Not right now, lol. True's only 3 months old, so give me some time, lol."
I don't think she's clapping back.
It's like a playful, like, "Yo, give me some time."
But I feel like she'd be clapping back, like, if she didn't have the LOLs in there. Like, the LOLs are, like, the buffer of what she's trying to say.
That's like, hey, let's make it a little less, make it more lighthearted.
Right.
But seriously, like, we know that her relationship status is not that great.
Right.
And she has a 3-month-old. What kind of question is that?
Yeah, give us some time. We're still trying to figure out if Tristan's going to continue to be an asshat.
Yeah, who's she going to have a baby with?
Seriously, and we're still, like, the fans are still trying to process it.
Yeah.
What? I'm just so confused.
Like, do you want to pop out another baby? No, I've got a lot to figure out, you know?
Yeah.
Now, here's a plot twist. Like, what if she did get pregnant, like, in 6 months?
Dear Lord, have mercy. I don't know.
Honestly, if I'm going to be honest, I do think she would be the type to want to have another baby with the same man. I feel like she wouldn't, because none of them have different baby daddies.
I mean,
Courtney doesn't.
You're right.
Yeah.
Kylie, her.
Can you imagine Courtney having a baby with Eunice? That'd be, like, a beautiful baby.
nice.
Yeah,
song.
It really
he
would.
Is a baby.
I love them. I really do. I love Courtney.
Which is weird because you'd think, okay, it doesn't make sense. Like, the age difference is such a big deal. But it seems like out of, you know, I don't want to say all the other Kardashians men, because Kanye is pretty solid.
Yeah.
But he does seem to be the one that's like stuck around pretty long and has proven to be faithful as far as we know.
But did you, I'm sorry, I wasn't here last week. Did you guys talk about the comments that he made on her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what
yeah.
did you, like?
We thought that was like him being, I thought it was him being funny.
Yeah.
You or Howard thought it.
Yeah. Half of us thought it was a joke. I didn't think it was a joke. It's coming out now that it was a joke, but I think that's just damage control.
Yeah, I can see mm-hmm. that. Maybe like, they got in a fight.
You don't joke around.
Because
like
you know that people are going to assume that you're not, like, that is just the
right.
messy waters to
right.
be playing in.
And you know that posting that. Like,
yep.
you know, you're like, in this world, nobody is going to take this.
He's either
funny
a troublemaker or he's insecure.
Yeah.
You know, Chris had to do some damage control. And
yeah.
He was like, I gotta fix this now.
Well, because then everyone went to his page on his shirtless photos where he was trying to look sexy and be like, is this what you have to do to get likes? So,
oh my gosh.
I just don't like it when people have, when people have double standards, that's just, for me, that's an instant turn off. I'm like, ugh. Here we are again.
Will you do anything for Courtney? Let's be honest.
I love Courtney. Yeah. Come on.
She's your favorite?
Kim, I kind of want to be Kim. If I was going to want to be any of them, it's like Kim is my go-to. Mm-hmm. But Courtney is just so funny. You can't watch a conversation. I was going to say you can't have a conversation with her without laughing. But like, let's be real. You know, you can't watch a conversation with her talking without laughing. Like,
yeah.
She's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's
her
favorite?
Dry humor.
I like Kim. Kim's my favorite.
Really? I thought you were going to say Chloe for some reason.
Yeah. Well, everybody on the panel, like, loves Chloe, so I'm, like, trying to be different.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's, like, been Chloe and then Kylie as well. But then,
oh, Kylie's my least.
Really?
Least.
Why?
She's mysterious, and that's kind of why
I just like her. I have no need for her. I don't know. I just think she's dramatic and, like, I'm going to get so much hate because I'm such a Kardashian. I love every other Kardashian but her.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you, like, dislike her.
Yeah, kind of.
Dang.
I refuse to watch her show. Like,
more on that. Well, it wasn't anything, but I want to jump back to Chloe and babies for a second because mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys remember this, but Keeping Up with the Kardashian episode a while back, Chloe said that she really, really wanted a boy. And she recently released a statement saying, I wanted a boy so badly because Mason and I are so close. I love our bond. I felt confident in having a boy, but God blessed me with my precious True, and now I wouldn't know what to do with a boy. True has made me sweeter and more gentle. God gives you what you need, my BFF for life.
Wait, that's totally how she would say it.
Yeah.
The last
really?
Part.
My BFF for life. Yeah, with her like, you know, like whenever she's on Snapchat or Instagram video, she'd be like, they all go, hi, guys.
Yep.
So.
Kim, too. Hey, guys.
I just don't, like, the thing that bothers me is when they go, like, before any sentence, like, so they have to, like, do the tongue pop, and I'm like.
It's the lips.
That.
It's the lip thing.
So.
The lips are
I don't,
stuck
together. Kim do it?
Kim does it more than any of them.
Really?
If you look at her Instagram videos, I noticed recently she started doing that. She'll have the camera angle, she'll so. And I'm like, why?
I
love them, but come on.
Yeah. I don't have time to watch their stuff. I'm just like, flip through. I don't have time to watch 500 videos about what you're selling this
There
week.
Were 500 videos the other day for MJ's birthday party,
oh
which was really cute.
Yeah.
So MJ recently celebrated her 84th birthday.
Oh.
So go, MJ. With the entire clan at her party, Chloe gives her a gift of a huge bottle of Tito's vodka since MJ can only drink gluten-free alcohol. So, like, obviously, why would she get anything? Any other present in the whole world besides. She also receives a big gift bag full of MedMed weed.
Yeah.
MedMen weed.
MedMen. Yeah.
So.
Assortment of edibles, assortment of different cannabis, but she apparently uses it. We found this out on an episode where Chris was trying to, like, sneak her into, you know, like, using the gummy
yeah.
bears, which is, like, totally drugging another human being without their consent. But, yeah, Chris was trying to do that, and she's like, oh, honey, I already use cannabis.
Oh, so
for health
So
reasons.
This picture, I thought the ring on her neck, on MJ's neck, was an emoji.
It looks like a door knocker.
It looks fake. I was like, what is that? But then I looked back and it was still there. So.
That's so funny.
She has one grandma that's like really living the dream right now. Like she's just, you know, rolling in the dough, has like a million grandchildren.
Yeah.
Has a great daughter, Chris.
I just want to know how stoned she is at every family gathering.
Right.
Because she kind of sits there and she's just like smiling, looking around. Like everyone's like, oh, grandma. She's probably like, I'm high as hell. Like, you know, like just super like.
I love how she has a southern accent in her mind.
Right. I'm high as hell. Very low
That's
voice.
That's so good.
But look at her here. She looks like she's on cloud nine.
Yeah, why is she
cloud high?
But I did want to talk about this. Every week now, there's a lot of Yeezy related news. And I was telling them I recently got like a pair of the new butter ones that came out.
Oh, did you?
But we have a brand new one releasing either at the end of this year, so December 2018 or early 2019. It is being called Static, and it is the new Yeezy Boost 700 V2. What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I'm not the biggest fan, to be completely honest, of these ones. These are probably one of my least favorites.
Really? Did you see the V1s where
no.
it was like, okay.
No.
They were like different colors. So like this one is more like all one.
Okay. I mean, I like the colors, but I just, these are too like, I don't know, is it 80s
yeah,
or something?
Yeah.
80s?
That's exactly
yeah,
what
it's
I said.
Too 80s for me. I don't vibe
Dakota
with that.
Dakota doesn't even ask me anymore.
I'm just like, she doesn't like them. We all
He's
know.
Like, next.
I like the original Yeezys. Wouldn't you call them
those
that?
Are
original?
Cute.
Yeah. Those
I
are so. And different.
Yeah.
There's like, there's no shoes like that. And then they started coming out with, yeah, they were cool.
Yeah. Because they came out with the Yeezy, like, the, oh my God, 350s? Yeah, 350s. And those are the ones that, like, have, like, they're kind of wide and they're just really cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, like, the most popular Yeezys. And then they came out with the V2s, which are just a little bit more, I guess, like, they edited a few things and made like the back a little higher and this and that. So those are the most popular and those are the ones that sell out like that. But these and then the 500s, the mud rats that are like really clunky, like pediatric shoes. I don't know if that's how you say it. But a lot of people don't like those as much and they take a while to sell out. But
so my problem with this is like I really commend Kanye for having such a different, unique style and all these different things. And I did for the longest time. So now, you know his new, you know, the new style is the tight, long shorts. What do you
Biker
call
shorts.
Those? Biker shorts.
Oh, yeah.
And the t-shirts and whatever. And that's 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So now with these coming out and this being the new style mm-hmm. for his shoe collection, it's like, okay, so you're just copying the 80s all over again. There's no newness. Like, I get bringing some back, a little dabble in this, dabble in that kind of thing. But
yeah,
where's
a great point.
Where's the creative?
That's a great point.
I guess I kind of get you, but at the same time with this whole new thing where she's wearing a bib and all that kind of stuff. That's all kind of new that I'm kind of
That's
like,
very new. You're totally right.
But, no, like, I think a season or two ago of his collection, like his clothing and shoe collection, like maybe a season or season ago, they like were a little bit more like you're saying, where it was very much 80s.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to like do it a little different.
Like retro, would you say?
Retro, like space suit type of thing, like you were mm-hmm. saying, which is kind of new. But the bib is something that I'm definitely interested to see how that's going to work out. Like,
yeah.
How much do you have to pay for this bib? You know, like.
Oh my God.
It's
that's
so funny.
So funny.
But guys, let's move into our segment called Gram Glam. We love recapping this week's hottest photos on their Instagram. Let's start with Kim. She's here. This is an ad for, I think it's an ad for one of her makeup things that just came out. You can see how much I know about makeup. But what do you guys think of this photo? She's very bronzy.
Very bronzy. What do you think?
You know, she did get some trouble earlier for the blackface thing on one of her makeup campaigns.
That was so dramatic to me.
Yeah.
It was dramatic, but I was surprised that they made her so dark for this shoot. When all of that controversy already happened.
I didn't understand that, the whole thing. She had a spray tan. It was a dark photo shoot. Like, was it a slow news week and people just wanted to troll?
Yeah, I don't.
Like, I didn't see any problem with it.
It's not like she put a bad caption up there or something with it to make it, to imply.
It's like, you're allowed to self-tan, you know? Like, it's not I mean, for me, that whole thing was blown way out of proportion.
Yeah.
For me, if I'm going to be honest, because that's all I ever am, is her body looks amazing, her boobs look amazing, her hair looks amazing, her face, there's either over-contouring, there's over-work done, something just looks too horsey and different for me here.
Horsey?
I'm not kidding. Like,
I know what you're
talking
about.
For me, Kim is so beautiful, and I just love her in every single way, but So don't think I am not a super fan, because I totally am, especially of Kim. But this is just the face. I think it's the nose. Off.
The nose is very contoured, but then you can also see that, like, it's so contoured to where you can tell that the nose is bigger than it's trying to let on in the photo.
Is it the makeup that makes her eyes look sunken in, too?
Maybe. Yeah, and also I think her lips just look a lot bigger than normal. I think it's just a little bit too much Photoshop is what it is. And we know that Kim doesn't need that much Photoshop because she's so beautiful. But
see, yeah. Personally, I'm going to differ a little bit from that. I think it's one of the best photos I've seen of her.
Okay.
Even with the face. I feel like she looks great. I think she probably did over contour just because I think the makeup she was selling had to do with that. So they really had to sell the makeup. You know, to kind of overdo it a little bit. But, like, I was like, wow, this is such a great photo, especially with the hair. The hair is amazing.
The hair, the skin, the nude bodysuit, and how her skin's darker. It just all plays very well.
Yeah. The next one, which is a different photo, this is going to be Courtney. She's wearing a different type of bodysuit. What do you think of this? I've never quite seen a swimsuit like this where it has a panel for the boobs, a panel for the mid-stomach, and then a panel for the belly button area.
You have to be about 100 pounds to pull these bathing suits off, just so you know. And for those of you at home that are listening, it's Kourtney Kardashian on a boat with this, like, turquoise green cutout one piece.
Mm-hmm. When is she not on a boat, first of all, nowadays?
She is always on a boat.
She's been in the Amalfi Coast for so long.
Homegirl is living the life.
But this, I guess I'll critique again. Of course I love Courtney. She looks so great. She has an amazing body. This shortened her a little bit. This bathing suit definitely didn't do her very much justice, or it's her angle and positioning, but this is not the best body shot of her.
And by the way, she doesn't look bad by any means.
No.
It's just not the most flattering. I think the background looks great. Like, the water, like, that looks like a very nice
the
place
water,
to be.
Amazing job, water.
Good job. You rocked it back there. You rocked it.
There you go. Solid work.
That's punny. Hey,
we're making all kinds of jokes. Anyway, let's move on before the jokes get worse. Chloe came out with this. Oh, the shoes she's wearing there. Those are the version ones.
Oh, no.
They're, like, multicolored. There's a blue dot. There's, like, things going on the side. It's gray. There's, like, neon going. You like the white ones better?
I hate them both.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
But the white ones, you think the color scheme is better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You finally got some good out of me.
I actually don't hate this.
No, me either.
Yeah, the shoes.
Oh, you don't hate the shoes.
Okay. That's amazing. Well, also, what she's wearing her new fitness line that was just announced through Good American. She's finally coming out with a fitness line. She's talked about it for years, so that was kind of exciting. Her and Kim must have had, like, a couple's date to go get these spray tans because
they are tan.
Tan.
And they look good. This is such a cute little – I love it.
Wait, are these biker shorts?
Probably.
They sure are. When are they not?
Good American's coming out biker shorts? Is that what it is?
A whole fitness line. It's supposed to be like an active wear line.
So is this Courtney and Kim or Chloe together? Because weren't they trying to?
They were trying to, but Courtney was not.
Not passionate enough for it. I remember it.
I don't know. She's a little bit too tan for me here.
Like, really?
She's
like, is that even a thing?
No.
I didn't know that was a thing.
For all the girls that are watching, it's probably most girls, but for the girls that have gotten spray tans, the second after you get a spray tan, like 2 hours later, you like start to have this really, really, really dark, shiny face, and you just look like a different ethnicity, and then when you shower, you look normal. But this is that second hour.
So you think she didn't wash it off yet?
No, she did, but I'm just comparing it to, like, you know.
Well, spray tans, I got a spray tan for my senior prom, and by that night, I was an Oompa Loompa orange. I'm not kidding. It was the worst thing of my entire life. But I don't know. I think she looks so good.
She looks good, though.
Yeah, she definitely does.
And the blonde hair. I mean, she does the blonde so well.
And I like her blonde.
And if this was shot after her baby, like, look at the body, you know? So good. But let's move on to Kendall. Kendall didn't give us a lot to work with this week on Instagram. This is all we had.
What? Can't even see her.
It's a very interesting photo, and it was captioned like, oops, or something like that.
Yep.
So, I don't know how she quite got herself in this mess.
Very Vogue, very high fashion-y, which that just is her.
She sacrificed a good patch of, like, 50 sunflowers for this shot.
So sad.
R.I.P. But I just want to know where she shot this. This doesn't even look like it was in California.
Yeah, it's a really good shot.
Good location,
not
for sure.
But it could be any brunette girl.
Yeah, like, I don't even really see that it's Kendall.
It
so
is.
Far away.
I mean, it is, because I thought it wasn't, and then I zoomed in really, really far, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But you would not have known it was her.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's all very right. Vintage. It's a little blurry. It's a lot, but it's there for us.
Thank you. Thank you, Kendall.
This week.
Thanks for that, Kendall.
You know, usually we get a lot more from Kendall on Instagram throughout the week of, like, different looks and stuff. So, but yeah, the next one, you know I love Kylie. She's looking so good. This is just like, oh, I just got in my car. We're getting ready to head out to Starbucks drive-thru line. I'm just going to snap a photo real quick. Who does this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm confused. Is this after the fillers were taken out?
Yeah. Quote-unquote.
That's interesting that you brought that up, because she said that she got her lip fillers out, but then all these photos of her promoting her makeup line and then all the photos that she's been posting, the lips are back. So, like, does she – because I know that whenever she was pregnant, they said they banked a ton of photos to release throughout the 8 months. So I wonder if this is just like a photo that she banked, you know, and just decided to post it. But it's interesting to see, because we thought her lip fillers were gone, unless she was like, nope, gotta go back to the lips.
She just is so young, and she's had so much work done to that poor face. It's like, come on.
She looks so much older because of it, which makes me sad. Because she's such a beautiful person.
She's beautiful.
Don't you think, Dakota?
I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm, like, skeptical on, like, people say she's had a bunch of work done. I know that she's done the lips.
What?
She's done cheeks. She's definitely done something to her nose. She's everything.
Done the eyebrow, like, lift. She's has fake tits. She has a fake butt.
You guys really think all of that?
Have you seen her
130%.
Like, nobody that's, like, 18 has, like, a normal body and then all of a sudden has, like, this. Like, it's just not natural.
You think she just did that thing where you, like, the transfer, where you, like, suck the fat into, like, a different part of your body?
Yeah, it's what they all do.
She did whatever's the most expensive.
Probably. That's
probably
what she did, for sure. But yeah, I'm always skeptical. I'm always like, I don't really know if I believe that. I mean, I know the lip fillers, but she hasn't really admitted to anything else, but neither of any of the other girls, so.
But do you think that she looks natural? Like, besides the lip fillers, do you think that's a natural person?
I mean, I've seen beautiful people like that, like, haven't had any work done. So, like, I'm a big believer in,
but
like,
you know what she looked like as a child.
Right,
like,
she did not
transform into that. Yeah. There's no possible way.
Unfortunately, that's not how genetics work.
It doesn't work like
that. You don't just turn into that. You get help from Dr.
Whoever.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Dr. Miami.
Yeah, Dr. Miami. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that is the photos this week. What do you guys think? Who is your top pick for the week for Gram Glam?
I'm actually going to go with Chloe.
Okay.
I think she's super cute, even though her spray tan's a little bit much. She looks hot. She looks good. Her body's banging. And, you know, we know that it might be Photoshopped.
Yeah.
But I do love the Kim photo as well. But for just something a little bit less Photoshopped, I'm going to go with Chloe.
And I'm going to go with Kendall. Because I really do love the Vogue high fashion stuff. That's totally up my alley of what I think is nice and taste wise. So I'm gonna go with Kendall.
Okay, perfect. It's very anyone can take a photo, but that was very like planned and thought out. And they got a car and they drove it through a daisy field. Like a lot went into making that photo. So I respect
and
that.
And the facial expression. I mean, just it was very. High fashion.
I like it. Okay. I gotta say, mine is Kim. I think she looked incredible, and I loved that photo. Before we leave, where can everyone find you guys on social media?
Thank you guys so much for watching. You can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina or Twitter at @ShantiChristina.
And you can find me on Instagram at @MackenzieFain.
You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Guys, we have exciting news next week. Keeping Up with the Kardashians comes back. So not only will we have tea time, but we are going to be having our recap of the episode. So make sure you do not miss that next week at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on AfterBuzz TV's reality TV channel. In the meantime, we will keep up with you later.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.